Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
As we await the announcement of the location of a new community-based outpatient clinic for our veterans in Knoxville, clients continue to receive a wide variety of services at the existing facility. What are some of the services? Let's go in depth with Maureen Nichols and Marla K. Bronson with the community-based outpatient clinic in Knoxville. Well, Maureen, as we wait the information about the new CBOC, the community-based outpatient clinic that will be built, hopefully soon, awarded and built soon in Knoxville. Let's talk briefly about some of the current services that are still being offered by the existing facility.
Well, I have Marla Bronson here with me today. She's the on-site nurse manager, so she can jump in anytime she wants. Currently here at the CBOC in Building 1 at the main campus, we see about 2,100, a little over 2,100 veterans here, uniques a year, and we have 32 staff members on site, some 5 days a week, some part-time. We offer primary care, RN care management, mental health services, and specialty services such as audiology. I can talk a little more in detail about those. Shoe fitting, teleretinology, laboratory. We just started podiatry. Marla might want to talk a little bit about that here. We've always had podiatry on Saturdays, but now we're having it during the week. We've had VASH, prosthetics, social work services, dietitian. I mean, I could go on and on. So mainly it's a primary care would be when you go to your everyday doctor for your medical needs, everyday medications, and then they can refer you to specialty clinics such as ortho, urology, oncology. We do a lot of telemedicine, which saves our veterans from driving to Des Moines if they need to see an oncologist, if we're soon going to be doing derm, if they need to see urology, have a pre-op. They can do that over it's like a television, and we have a telehealth technician here that hooks up with the Des Moines site. Oncology is probably one of our biggest ones. It saves them that drive to visit the oncologist.
As I came in, I saw patients of a wide variety of ages, and it could be anybody from their 20s on up to, you know, our elderly population. Is that the clientele you serve?
Most certainly. We have, as you said, a large clientele from age 18 to, we even have a couple of veterans that are over 100 years old that come in to see us.
Wow, so 100 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, that's very interesting. It'd be nice to bump into those guys. I'm sure they have some stories to tell. Okay, but then, so the services that you offer, are they sort of akin to a smaller rural hospital in Iowa? Are they the same kinds of things?
A lot of the same kinds of things. We have, as Maureen had noted, we have a large scale of primary care, as well as we work with the community primary care providers and a lot of the community nursing homes, the community nurses that do the community visits as well. We work with writing scripts for them as well.
And so 2,100, that's a lot of people to be seeing over the course of the year. There's a lot of vets in the area. Are they just from Knoxville, or do they come from all over?
We have them as far as Kansas City, which is amazing.
City.
Yeah. I think it's the small town and friendly people that we have here, but we have them that come that far to here. And the 2,100, that's just in primary care, and that's just the way our data is. We see a lot more veterans than that because some choose just to do mental health visits here. We have a large PTSD program. Jack Reichart is unbelievable with our veterans, young and old, has a lot of groups. Audiology, veterans do not have to have a primary care provider to receive audiology, so they would have to go to Des Moines for their testing, but then they can get their hearing aids fitted and repaired here. I mean, so it's hard to have the exact number. Or we have veterans that may be seen in Marshalltown or even Des Moines, but they can get into optometry here to the eye clinic quicker than they can there, and it's closer. But they continue because they've had the same doctor, just like we all do. You pick a doctor, you like them, and they still see their primary care doctor in Des Moines, but they choose us for their specialty services. And podiatry, I mean, we're just bringing a lot of people in for that. And then one of our Dr. Perryman does dermatology here once a week. Is that what it is, Marla?
He does the dermatology once a week, along with Lou Hankel from Des Moines, comes and does dermatology once a month.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Maureen Nichols and Marla K. Bronson with the VA in Knoxville.
I was here a year or two ago, and there was this incredible telemedicine demonstration that was just remarkable, the things that they can do with telemedicine today. Is that a growing component?
That is very growing, and Pamela South is a nurse manager for that. And they have a lot of telehealth. The RNs have clientele that they're trying to keep the veterans in their homes, not having as many hospital admissions. And she sees them for a lot of things such as diabetes, heart problems, just a wider range of them. Congestive heart failure, hypertension, COPD, some other mental health problems that veterans may have is bipolar, anxiety, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, as well as we see a lot of veterans here for post-traumatic stress disorder. She said Jack sees a lot of veterans. Schizophrenia, substance abuse disorders, mild TBI, and tobacco cessations. So we see veterans with a lot of different areas with telehealth.
And that's where the confusion is, because to me telehealth is a big word. That the telehealth Marla was referring to is we have an RN. We have several RNs, but we do have one on site here, and the rest of, a lot of them work from home. They are on the phone. They do this by the veterans at home. They're hooked up with them. I mean, they can get their blood pressures, their all their reading. It's amazing. So that's so the veteran doesn't have to leave their home. It saves them from having to go to the ER and kind of helps them adjust. They visit with them, I think, daily, most of them. And then the other part of telehealth is the actual CVT, which is the television, as I call it, and the veteran would come in here and can be hooked up to other sites such as Des Moines.
We do the teleretinal services with Minneapolis, and what that is, the veteran will come in and have their photos taken of their eyes with the health technician, and those photos are transmitted to Minneapolis where they're read, and then our eye doctor and or the primary care provider will see them. Previously, before that, the optometrist would view the eye here, and the photos are just not the same. They're much more clearer for the teleretinal than what the optometrist can view them.
I had to see it to believe it, to tell you the truth, in the sense that we had, you know, some demonstrations, and the resolution on the digital imagery that you can enlarge and isolate, it was, I think we looked down somebody's throat, and they can see better than the doctor can. With the instrument and the digital imagery, you can see better than that doctor can with their eyes,
That's
right?
Correct. That's correct. Plus, we're having a specialist that's what he does, is sees teleretinal concerns, problems, diseases all day, opposed to the person on site that's just viewing it right here and now.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Maureen Nichols and Marla K. Bronson with the VA in Knoxville.
So talk briefly about mental health services you provide.
Okay. I know we talked a little bit about our PTSD program and some of the groups and therapies, but when Marla talked about working with the community and going into the veterans' homes, and the same with the telehealth at home, we have a MICM is what we call it. It's Mental Health Intensive Case Management Program. And they have an RN and a social worker and then a program support person that they go into the home with the veterans and, you know, work with them, getting them into the community, adapting to the community, and taking them to appointments.
The idea of that is to decrease the hospitalizations for our veterans. And we have a LPN on site that has a very extensive medication program. Our veterans come in and set up their meds and ensures them success at home in taking their own medications. We also have a social work counselor that is on site that is very busy, and I've noticed that in her clientele, she has a lot of younger females. She has a lot of older male, female, both, and she sees a lot of veterans on a lot of different type of needs with social worker or mental disabilities to ensure that they have a good mental health well-being and trying to keep them from rehospitalization again and again.
And the podiatry, that was something new in the last year, am I remembering right?
We've had a podiatrist here for many years.
Many years.
However, he had left us and went to a private facility, and we had a provider from Des Moines University that came for the weekends, and we've been having that for about 18 months, and we just hired on a new podiatrist, and she's also going to Marshalltown, and she's coming here, and she's been just awesome to have on board and has been seeing quite a few veterans.
Well, and I understand that it's so important in our aging populations to take care of your feet and your legs, and that if problems are caught early, I mean, you can put years on somebody's life, and people don't even think about that necessarily. Do they, you know, some swelling in your legs, some vein problems? It might not sound that important to a lot of our younger listeners, but to our older ones, this is an important thing for our veterans.
That's correct. And many disease processes, such as diabetes, it's really very important to have your feet inspected and evaluated on a routine basis.
If you have it evaluated, you can do something about it. If you just ignore it and don't show anybody, you can get in trouble pretty quick.
That's correct. As well as if you start to have a wound on your foot, to get it at the earliest time possible, you can prevent a possible amputee of your foot or toe.
I guess it has been a year since we talked. There's just been a lot of things, and they're everyday things to us now. I mean, I don't know if we talked about, when we're talking about diabetes, a shoe-fitting clinic now. Mm-hmm. Veterans are entitled to two pairs of, when they've been diagnosed with diabetes, two pairs of diabetic shoes. I don't know if you've reached that age yet, and those are not cheap. And so we actually have a vendor that comes into this C-Box and all C-Box and does the fitting, orders the shoes. They come back in and or pick them up here. I mean, that's another thing that saves them from another trip to Des Moines. Physical therapy, we're getting a little more involved with some physical therapy through the TMED or the CBT. He comes here too once a month, I believe, twice a month. And but also now, if someone's in with the provider and they need some kind of device, prosthetic device or something, then we can hook them up with them right away, and they can get that ordered for them quicker than waiting through our consult process, which is the same in the private sector. You have to put a consult, you wait for them to call you, schedule an appointment. We can do it right now. I mean, it's just been amazing what we've added for our veterans here.
Some other entities we have come here, we have a nutritionist that comes, dietitian, that comes once a week, and she follows up with the MOVE program, and I have one of the nurses that's helping with that, as well as we're going to do some dietary demonstrations here on campus. And we have a respiratory therapist that comes once a week, and she evaluates the COPD veterans for their respiratory needs as well.
It sounds like you all are very concerned with the total picture, the overall quality of life of the veterans. Is that right?
That's correct. A couple other things that we can do EKGs here on site. We do the Holter monitors, and the telehealth is just coming up leaps and bounds, and our goal is to get 1.6 of all of our PAC team veterans on with the telehealth programs, whether they're here on site doing telehealth, such as we had mentioned the programs we have here, or doing the RNs that are managing the telehealth with the veterans staying home, hoping to have less admissions for our veterans.
And that's when you said the whole picture. VA's moved to PACT, which is a patient-aligned care teams. So you have a team, you're assigned to a team. And I've noticed this, I mean, the private sector does too, but you work with that same team of people. You have the same provider, same RN, say LPN, and same clerical person that works with you, and they know you. So when you come in, that's who you talk to, and they work with you to let you, as a veteran, decide your care. I mean, it's not just that this is what you're doing today, and this is how you have to do it. They work as a group all together with the veteran in the center and decide what is the best needs for the veteran and what they would like to have for their cares. So it's just, it's new to all of us, but it's wonderful.
I will add to that, along with the primary PACT team, we have what we call neighbors, whether it would be the cardiologist, the nutritionist, dietitian, or it would be mental health providers. We communicate and collaborate with all the multidisciplinary team members to ensure that the veteran is at the center of the care and ensuring that their health care needs are all met.
Thanks to Maureen Nichols and Marla K. Bronson for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.